from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting North Korea dismisses President Trump's warnings. North Korea is dismissing U.S. President Donald Trump's stark warnings to launch military action against the socialist regime if it continues to threaten the U.S. But General Kim Rok-yeom, the commander of the North Strategic Rocket Forces, told the state-run KCNA news agency Thursday that sound dialogue is not possible with President Trump, calling him a man bereft of reason that only absolute force can work on him. In the meantime, State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert says the Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and many others stand with President Trump.
We would like to see results. The pressure campaign, we see that working. The international community is in agreement with the United States and many of our partners and allies on putting additional pressure on North Korea. The Secretary happens to be coming back from the ASEAN conference where they had tremendous success. It was a good week for diplomacy.
And Japan has concerns as well. Henry Ridgewell reports from Tokyo.
Japan's prime minister reiterated the country's long-held position.
Here in Nagasaki, a city that continues to pray for perpetual peace, I reaffirm my commitment to realizing a peaceful world without nuclear weapons.
Analysts question whether that commitment would be tested if Japan came under attack. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Tokyo.
Human smugglers drowned about 50 teenage Somali and Ethiopian migrants by shoving them into the water off the coast of Yemen. Survivors who buried the dead say they were among about 120 people aboard a boat sailing from the Horn of Africa to Yemen. The smugglers apparently feared they'd been spotted by authorities on shore and abruptly forced all their passengers overboard. This is VOA News. A second defiant opposition mayor of Caracas has said he will not turn himself in to authorities after Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's loyalist Supreme Court steps up the prosecution of opposition politicians. On Wednesday, August 9th, the Supreme Court said via Facebook that it had sentenced David Smolansky of the El Hatillo district of Caracas to 15 months in prison, fired him from his post, and ordered his arrest. Smolansky released a video on social media. He said, "We have now seen how the decisions end up being a political execution wall of mayors. I am the 12th mayor who's been suspended, dismissed, and has an arrest order against him. At the pace we are going, there will be no municipality in Venezuela with an opposition mayor because we are all numbered." Smolansky was accused of defying an order to prevent opposition protests from blocking streets. On Tuesday, Ramon Muchacho, the mayor of the wealthy Chacao district of capital city Caracas, released a similar video after the court removed him from office. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta appears headed for re-election, while his opponent charges massive fraud in Tuesday's elections. Kenya's Election Commission said as of late Wednesday, with 96% of polling stations counted, Kenyatta led the opposition leader Raila Odinga 54% to 44%. Official results are a little slow in coming, this despite a new electronic voting system. Hezron Mogambi is a political analyst.
We are supposed by now to have had results, but the delay has been caused by the fact that the opposition had complaints about the system of transmitting results. And therefore, the electoral body decided to ensure that they check against their figures and the system.
Officials have up to a week to verify the results and announce a winner. A Russian national was arrested Thursday over alleged plans to crash a drone into a U.S. military flight. Renat Bakiev, an alleged Daesh militant, Daesh being the pejorative for ISIS, was arrested while carrying out surveillance in preparation for an attack at the Incirlik Air Base in southern Turkey's Adana province. The base is used by aircraft carrying out missions in Syria as part of the U.S. led anti-Daesh coalition. Daesh has used explosives-laden commercial aerial drones to carry out ground attacks in Iraq and Syria. Police say Bakiev had confessed to being a member of ISIS and being in Adana to carry out an attack for the terror group. For more on this story, VOAnews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.